You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. It was 25 years ago on Sunday that a Metro train, crashed into a school bus in Fox River Grove. Seven teenagers were killed. 24 other students were injured. The bus driver was hurt as well. One of the survivors is Jenny Swisionis, and she joins us on a phone line now. Jenny, welcome to Chicago's Afternoon News.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. I think we're talking to you in Las Vegas, right?
We are.
And how are you?
I'm doing well.
What's it like to come upon this anniversary every year? Is it a difficult thing?
It brings up a lot of memories of my first semester in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Facebook, so I have a lot of friends back in Fox River Grove and Cary, and I'm friends with their family, and it's still a big community, so everyone shares pictures and stories and how they feel, and I believe we're pretty much all there for each other like we were 25 years ago.
You know, I think we want to hear that you're living a happy life. Are you living a happy life?
I am living a happy life. I am married to a great man. I have two beautiful sons. I have a nice house. I have a good life. I still have my mom and dad. They're still married. They're out here with me, so life is good.
Out here is in Las Vegas, so this is where I would make the comment that you have better weather as well, right, Jenny?
Usually, except this summer has been very hot and very dry. So I think we're close to 200 days without rain.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So what happened that day is, and I want to talk to you about it, but it was a transformational day. Really for the transportation industry, because they changed rules. They changed the way stoplights are run near trains. They made a national standard sort of for railroad crossings. But none of that was on your mind on October 25th, 1995. You were on your way to school. It's my understanding you had a substitute school bus driver who might not have known the route that well and was running late. Is my recollection correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I should tell you that while you were on the school bus, I was sitting in the WGN newsroom and actually was anchoring the news when on the day of the crash. So I was talking to reporters who were on the scene there as well. So while our experiences are very different, we both share the experience of that day. Tell me about the railroad crossing on the bus.
I remember we went over the bus tracks and we stopped and we didn't go through the intersection, which was different because our normal bus driver never did that I recall. She would go after the green light, or maybe my memory is wrong now, but I don't really remember that. But that day in particular, it almost felt ominous because everything was just wrong because the bus driver was late and it wasn't our bus driver. So the bus was pretty empty, and as we went and we stopped at that light, we stopped in the wrong spot. So that's what I remember.
Were there cars in front of you at the light?
That I don't remember.
Right.
At the time, I thought I did, but thinking back now, 25 years ago, I couldn't say for sure.
You know, one thing I didn't realize, I didn't realize until today, that the bus driver was 20 minutes late, so you said the bus was largely empty. That's probably
because it was like 40 minutes late.
40 minutes. So a lot of kids had gone to school another way?
I think so.
Okay. Where were
I want to say I remember leaving my bus stop and saying, I'm just going to walk, or I'm just going home. I'm going to get a ride with my mom or dad or somebody. I didn't have that option. So I waited for the bus.
Where were you seated on the bus?
Behind the driver. I think the second seat behind the driver.
Okay. And so we're at the point where you're stopped on the tracks. You know that's unusual. Were you on the side of the bus where the train was coming?
Yes.
So did you see the train coming?
I saw a smudge of a train. As I remember, everyone started screaming, and then it got, like, silent, and then I kind of turned, and I just remember closing my eyes and feeling like the wind getting knocked out of me, like being on a really bad roller coaster.
Yeah, the train, I think, was moving. Read the conductor's account where he saw the bus and thought, well, there's time, the bus will get out of the way. And then he, you know, sounded his horn a couple times. The bus didn't move. He finally hit the brake, or he hit the brake, but the bus was still moving, I think, at 79 or 69 miles an hour, something like that, when it hit you. Were you injured?
My injuries, just cuts, bruises, bumps, a little bit of glass in my ears and my nose.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you remember?
I walked off the bus when I came to.
So when you came to, you started to walk off the bus?
Yes, I followed. I heard saying, get off the bus, get off the bus. So I followed whoever, and everyone was going to, like, the back of the bus and out, I believe. And I remember seeing people.
Who did you see?
Just people, like a horrible horror movie, bloodied and slumping. It didn't register what was going on, but I was told to get off the bus. That's, you know, what I did. And I walked off and met a couple of my friends on the sidewalk, train tracks were. And we were just stood there waiting, like, what are we supposed to do? And I remember all the people that were on the, not all the people, but a lot of the people that were on the train came up and they're like, honey, are you okay? Do you want me to call mom? Is there anything I can do for you? Well, at the time, it was just like, why are you speaking to me? I'm fine. But in retrospect, I mean, it was a beautiful thing for those people.
When you were leaving the back of the bus, it's my understanding the bus was cut in half. So did you walk out like an open-ended of the bus, or do you not recall that?
I really can't say.
Right.
I know that I was forward at the, whatchamacallit, at the intersection. And then I know from pictures, I thought that was ripped from the cab of the bus. So the bus spun. But yeah, I'm pretty sure towards the bus driver, because I remember walking. It seemed like a while. So I remember walking off what was the back of the bus.
Right.
Where the emergency exit would go. And like I said, I just went to walk. I mean, at that time, I probably could have walked right into the 14 because every single car stopped and stayed.
You know,
for a long time.
Sometimes we think of these events, and I would imagine at the collision, there was an incredible sound, a loudness. But after those moments of incredible loudness, often there's followed by, you know, a creepy silence. And I wonder if you remember the sounds as you were getting off the bus.
Oh, my ears were ringing. I didn't hear much of anything except I'd like the most, we got to get off the bus. And that's all I really remember hearing distinctly. I probably heard more then, but what I remember today is just, we got to get off the bus. And I couldn't tell you who said it, if it was a boy or a girl. I mean, but that's what I heard. But I just remember glass breaking, just a big boom and like a shattering glass, like a bomb went off. And then after that, it was not very noisy at all.
When did you realize what the magnitude of what had happened?
Looking back now, probably not until maybe sometime later. But the day it happened, I remember I went to a hospital in Elgin. My dad took off from work, which he hadn't done in, as I can remember, at that point. And I came home and I saw it on the news, and it, like, it didn't really click. Like, I was watching something that I lived, but I didn't feel like I was there. Kind of like I disassociated myself, maybe.
Did you know, were there friends of yours who were killed?
Yes.
And how did you come to terms with that?
Honestly, I really don't think I ever have come to terms with it. I've accepted it, and it happened. And it's devastating that it happened, because you look at all the brothers and sisters and the moms and dads and relatives of the people that have passed, and they're supposed to be here. And because of that day, they're not.
Do you ever think of what they might be like if they were alive today?
Yes, I do.
What do you think?
One person in particular that I feel a bond to, her brother passed away. And every year she's the first person I love. Because after I got back from the hospital, she came to my house and we cried together. So, yeah.
So she lost her brother that day and she was with you?
Yes. Not all day, but for a little part of the day.
Right.
But yeah.
I mean, so, there's going to be a commemoration in Fox River Grove on Sunday. And I don't know if the others who are on the bus attend something like that. Is that something that you would be drawn to?
I would want to, just because I moved out of Fox River Grove in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it would be nice to see everybody. Because it's like a family. At least I feel it's like a family. Because we all have a camaraderie of a tragic loss. So it matters where we are right now in life. We can all be here because of that moment.
So I think you mentioned at the beginning you have a couple of children.
I do.
Does what you went through impact the way you raise your children?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know if it actually impacted my children, but I told them that mommy was on a bus.
Yeah.
And, tragically. And the reason why I have to follow all these rules is because of seven angels.
The seven angels crossing 25 years ago on Sunday. Jenny Swisionis was on the bus, and Jenny was kind enough to recall her thoughts with us today. I don't know if painful is the right word, but I'm certainly it's not enjoyable. So I just want to say thank you. I appreciate your remembrances, and I think it's important for all of us to hear from you. So thanks, Jenny.
Oh, you're very welcome.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.